We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Yes, it's another edition of Celebrity Quiz Show. And today's edition is sponsored by Total Sports Enterprises, a local sports memorabilia shop hosting an online auction with proceeds going to the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Fans can bid on video calls with Hines Ward, Rocky Blyer, Ryan Shazier, and Joe Hayden, along with various other sports and celebrity memorabilia items. 100% of the final bid amounts will go to the food bank. The auction ends Sunday at 8. To visit and support the auction, go to tscshop.com. 93.7 The Fan is doing its part to help Pittsburgh stay connected. Go to radio.com, that app today, and get ideas to help you during the stay-at-home time. Just go to radio.com/stay connected. Celebrity Quiz Show. Yesterday, Chris Mueller took down Jim Colony, but that was like the first guy you face in Punch-Out, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. He was like Gabby J, an easy opponent, a featherweight opponent. And now Chris is jumping up in weight class, going from featherweight to middleweight today to take on our sports director, a man with a wealth of sports knowledge. Also did an amazing job filling in on Pitt basketball broadcast this year for the injured Bill Hillgrove. I'm, of course, talking about the guy you hear on 2020 updates throughout our program, Mr. Jeff Hathorn, taking on Chris Mueller today. And this is sure to be a Ali Foreman type affair here, a rumble in the jungle today between these two
Krillin Manila
combatants.
Was X number of years ago yesterday, by the way.
Jeff, here are the rules for you.
All right.
Three strikes. You're permitted two wrong answers here. The third wrong answer, and you lose to Chris Mueller. That's what happened to Colony yesterday, and it was really ugly. Chris, how many strikes did you have in total? Just one?
One, yeah.
Okay. It was bad. So here we go. With today was supposed to be the start of the Stanley Cup playoffs. What I have here are 32 Penguins in the Sidney Crosby era who have scored at least four Stanley Cup playoff goals. There are 32 right answers. The first of you to give me three incorrect answers will lose. The winner will be declared the Celebrity Quiz Show champion of April 8th. 2020. Jeff, you're first on the tee box.
I would say Evgeny Malkin.
63.
Questionable. I thought he might get it wrong, but he proved me right. Proved me wrong. Sidney Crosby.
He is the leader with 66. Jeff?
Jake Guentzel.
He is third on the list with 24.
Phil Kessel.
He is tied for fourth on... Wait. Nope, he's a little bit lower than that, but he's still a right answer. 20 playoff goals for Phil the Thrill.
Chris Letang.
Correct.
Patrick Hornquist.
Man, this is rapid fire, and these are all excellent guesses, and they've all been right so far.
Pascal Dupuis.
Pascal Dupuis, correct. 14 goals.
Marian Hossa.
One postseason where he scored a dozen. Chris, good job.
Wow. Chris Kunitz.
How could we forget Cooney? 23 goals, including that one against Ottawa to get them to the cup final. 5 for 5, Jeff.
Give me Stalzy, Jordan Stahl.
The old pickle stabber. He had 23 Penguins Steigy. Playoff goals. 10 for 10 here, boys. 22 players left on the list. Jeff, back to you.
Max Talbot.
14. And a couple of big ones in a game 7.
Mr. Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Kennedy.
Best third line in hockey. Jeff?
This might be a bit of a risk, but I think he's over in 4. Bill Guerin.
Oh, yeah. 11. He's in double digits.
Ah, there we go.
Malzy?
Brian Rust.
Mr. Game 7 is there at 16. Man.
Wow.
14. 7 for 7 so far, Craig. I told you this was going to be better than Colony yesterday.
Did we do Horny yet? Hornquist.
Yeah, I did pick him.
I'm not going to count that as a wrong answer.
Oh, that's right.
No. We can't do that. We can't do that. Jeff's got a lot of things. He's probably got people emailing him right now about serious business.
Justin Schultz
is right. Malzy?
Nick Bonino. Nick Bonino.
You guys are 8 for 8.
Halfway home.
Yep.
Gonchar.
That is nice correct.
Pick. Nice pick. Very good.
Malzy?
Malzy is really good at this. He's really good at getting these questions right and making our audience mad.
Thank you. Now I'm thinking through this one a little bit here.
Craig is the manual timer, by the way.
I know. I'm going to take a bit of a risk here and go Peter Sikora.
That is right.
Oh, good one.
If you hear Craig Riley come in with a 10-second countdown, you know that you're running out of time, by the way.
Okay.
We are coming up with the 32 players who've scored at least 4 playoff goals during the Sidney Crosby era, and we have 18 consecutive correct answers between Jeff and Chris. And Jeff is on the clock.
Boy, he had a lot of time. I don't think he won a cup. How about Sutter?
He's got 8.
Brandon Sutter. Yes.
Come on, Jeff. It's got to be a lot more high pitched to be that.
Yes.
Yeah. That was a good one.
Thanks,
that kind of put me on. That kind of put me on tilt, to be honest, because that was a very good pick.
You don't want the manual clock to kick in here.
No, I know. Carl Hagelin.
There you have it. He got the double digits.
Oh, Matt Cullen.
Yep, 6.
Dad. I feel like this could be a stumbler here, actually. Matt Cook.
5.
Oh, wow.
Whew. I was nervous about it. I had it written down early, and then I kept ignoring it.
For the American Red Cross blood drive.
Oh, wrong Cook, Craig.
Barney the Purple Dinosaur.
No, that's not... That wouldn't be right, Ron. Sorry.
Oh, man. That's so good.
Oh, boy. Trying to think of, like, early in his career.
You know what he's famous for? He has one testicle.
Oh, I already picked Kessel.
Oh. James Neal.
That's right. 11.
What no,
Jeff, you are 12
overall?
For 12 right now. Chris, you're 11 for 11. We are running out of names. You both have 3 strikes.
Oh, God, this is going to get extremely dicey and probably starting right now.
Okay.
There's no way this guy did it, but do I have to pick the name?
10 seconds.
Oh, 9.
Oh, wow, that was a
8,
quick call.
7, 6.
Ruslan Fedotenko.
7.
Whoa, nice.
Thank you, Jeff. Jeff, this is like a baby. This is a good guy versus good guy, like, pro wrestling match. If I lose to you, it's no shame whatsoever. There's no crowd heat here because everybody likes both participants.
This is like the 92. This is Duke, Kentucky all over again here. This game.
All right, this is another. This is a risk. This.
Okay.
Niskanen.
3.
Oh,
strike 1 for
Niski.
Jeff.
I mean, we're getting, it's getting late early out there, Pony. What are we at, 24 correct names
yep.
here? Oh, hell. This is going to be almost impossible for me.
Come on, use Hockey Reference, Mueller.
I'm not. But that's the thing. Craig knows this. I don't cheat. I don't cheat
the game.
You're
an honest John.
I have integrity. Yes.
Cherry trees, etc.
You're also no stalling. 10 seconds.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Craig Adams.
Craig Adams, 7 goals.
What?
Wow. The Harvard man. 7 goals. Mm-hmm. He must have played in 8,000 games.
Actually, in 09, he had a bunch. And when I say a bunch, I mean like 4.
Run. He had a decent little run in 09. It was kind of whack, Jeff.
Wow, that's...
That puts some pressure on you here, Jeff. You don't want to go down 2.
I'm going to stay defenseman.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to roll the dice, and he's been in, and I can remember 2 of them. Dumoulin.
Exactly 4.
Oh, man.
Putting the pressure back on Malzi here, baby.
Dumoulin. Oh, dude. This is tough. This is hurting right now. This is causing me physical agony. Ugh.
Oh, 10 man. Seconds.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Sherry. Connor Sherry.
That's right.
Oh, that was mine.
Yeah!
You know, whenever we're all out of quarantine, Cook and Joe are going to hunt all of us down for what we've done to them during this.
You're a pathetic person. You know that?
What are we at here, Pony? Like 26 names down?
Da Bears.
All right, Jeff, come on here. I haven't heard.
I'm trying to think.
10 seconds.
So many.
9. 8.
Recce.
No. Strike 2.
Oh,
you're in a big spot
now. In the driver's
seat now. That's what the 0-4 Yankees said, Chris. They thought they were driving away on their way to another fall classic. And then a bloody sock got in the way of all that.
Oof. Man, I am... Now I'm struggling, though. I'm at the old end of the line.
And now you're down to 10 seconds.
9.
Oh, thank
8.
You.
7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1.
Marcel Gotch.
Wrong. Jeff, this is it.
All right. He's a hometown kid.
No.
Ryan Malone.
That is right.
He nailed it. Yes.
Mahler, you might blow this, my friend. You've already reached the Marcel Gotch part of here.
No, that was a little bit of a panic pick, to be honest. Oh, man.
You just wanted to say crankshaft.
He's still on the board.
Yeah, he didn't score 4 goals.
10 seconds.
He could have played
9, 8, 4. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Jerome Iginla.
That is right.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yep.
How many?
I think he had a pretty
exactly
good first
4.
Couple series. Yeah, he had a decent first couple series. I want to say there was a 2-goal game thrown in. And then
all right, so I'm
he,
thinking,
like, the rest of them fell apart.
I'm thinking back of, like, Malone and some of those early guys. He had some big goals in the postseason. Yussi's got to be on there.
Yussi.
Jokinen.
That
potatoes.
Is right. 7.
Oh, my God.
This is unbelievable.
Wow. Are you kidding me? Craig,
are
Pony,
you
how
kidding
many names
me?
Are left?
I think
how
we're down to 2.
Left? Oh, my God. Dude.
10 seconds.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
Mike Rupp.
Wrong. And we are all square. 2 strikes apiece. Jeff, it's back on you, my friend.
Wow.
Will Mueller survive or will he go down at the buzzer? We know who Pittsburgh's rooting for.
Yeah, you don't say.
Defenseman, defenseman, defenseman.
10 seconds.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3,
Mark
two.
Eaton.
Yes, that is right.
Oh, I was going to say Orpik.
That is right.
Yes. So I need to pick one name out of the hat here to win,
yep.
Correct?
Yep.
Or to... No, I just tie him.
Yep.
I don't even win.
Will we be all square? And you would, and just like the Ryder Cup, Chris, you would be declared the winner. Because you have possession of the trophy right now.
And you've got 10 seconds for that answer.
9.
It's been
eight,
a much quicker time.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Paul Martin.
Wrong.
Oh. Was it Michelle
really,
Ouellette?
Martin didn't
nope.
Have four?
The winning answer, Scary Gary Roberts.
Oh. Congratulations.
Jeff, congratulations.
He worked out for 2 hours after.
And drank a lot of water.
Look at Roberts drinking the water.
Fan weather. Brought to you by Sun Chevy. Sun Chevy's department is open for all your automotive needs. Who pick up and drop off available. Go to sunchevy.com for details. That was Falcons-Patriots Super Bowl-esque there from Mueller. 70 degrees right now and a low of 51. John Clayton next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.